From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. More than 2 weeks after Hurricane Sandy, many people in New York and New Jersey are still focused on restoring the basics: food, electricity, shelter. Most vulnerable among them are the elderly and sick who can't get to their doctors or refill prescriptions. NPR's Rima Kreis has that story from Coney Island.
When I visited Coney Island, it took less than a minute before I spotted long lines of EMS trucks and buses of National Guardsmen rolling down the roads. They're trekking from residential building to building, knocking on door after door.
Hi, ma'am. We're with the New York National Guard. We're here to see if you're okay.
Since Friday, dozens of troops and officials from the City Health Department have been dropping in at the hardest-hit areas of New York, making sure all residents are equipped with the essentials.
Do you have food? Do you need any medical attention? You're all set?
At this building, most of the power is back. But John Toomey, who's a physician on site, tells me that's not really the issue.
The main thing we're looking for is people that are out of their medications.
See, the storm didn't just cut out electricity. It closed many pharmacies, kept home care aides from getting to their patients, and flooded many clinics. Toomey's mission is to get medicine to people who don't have access to their doctors or can't get out of their apartments. Most residents in this building are senior citizens who live alone. At one door, Toomey writes 5 prescriptions for a 69-year-old woman.
She diabetic?
He says the drugs will be home delivered as soon as possible from the closest open pharmacy.
And you have one refill on this prescription, which should last you until your doctor's office opens up.
After the physician leaves, caregiver Maylev Phillip can't stop expressing her gratitude.
I was thinking, where could I get her medication? And the refill is almost due. But when they came, that was the happiest thing I've ever seen. Excellent.
And so now you don't have to worry about it.
I don't have to worry about it anymore. That's an excellent job.
But not everyone is so lucky. City Health Commissioner Thomas Farley says his department is trying to send helping hands to every high-rise in Coney Island by the end of the week. So many residents are still waiting for that knock on the door. Roaming around Coney Island at night, I ran into 52-year-old Anita Walker.
I want to go home.
She wants to go home. Power is still out at her building, so she's trailing into her brother's apartment to stay with him for the night. She's also frustrated because the medication she has delivered every month didn't arrive at her building last week.
And I'm still waiting for my medication for my high blood pressure.
You still don't have it?
No, I don't have it.
And you think that's because things just got...
Yeah, because of the flood, and a lot of times they just don't want to, you know, a lot of them using the excuse, the buildings are flooded or whatever. These buildings, I've been walking in myself every day to get, you know, change of clothes and everything. And nobody's, you know, telling me where's the medicine at.
So you're just going to have to wait.
That's what I'm going to do.
At least she can wait. Her brother can't. Michael LaBird is paralyzed from the waist down and has been waiting on vital and custom-made medical aids he ordered from New Jersey 2 weeks ago when the storm hit.
It's really important medical supplies.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bring me my stuff.
LaBird says they got lost in transit, and the delivery company can't find them. Because they're so crucial, he's afraid he'll be admitted to a hospital if he doesn't receive them soon. Rima Kreis, NPR News, New York.